Hi Corey, just wanted to respond to your question about certain link building methods. And your question was in reference to the ADP, our article distribution procedure, and you were just questioning whether or not the method is completely redundant after the Penguin update and asking if it's a good long-term strategy if you consider that Google's hunting down these exact type of links. So I think there's a lot of misconception out there with regards to the different updates, and people are throwing the baby out with the bathwater, not fully understanding what Google's actually trying to do here and what linking methods still work and will continue to work. As we know, the way that Google's algorithm works is it's just based off this idea of links, and some links are worth more weight than other links depending on the quality of that link and how important and credible the site that it's coming from is. Now, the question kind of leads to, is this idea that article marketing is dead? And it's very far from dead, because it plays off the idea that you want to create great quality content and then syndicate it out through a variety of different networks. That still works, and I think will continue to work. It's a great strategy. Obviously, some people have misused it and manipulated it, and that's the type of thing that Google's really looking at. Now, I actually think in the most recent update, When Penguin happened, the main change really that they were focusing in on is this idea of excessive anchor text. You know, when you've got those exact match anchor texts, and it's not natural when you look at the link profile and go, hey, hang on, all of the links pointing through to this page, you know, 80 or 90% of them all have the exact same anchor text. That's not natural linking. So obviously that's going to cause a penalty. Now, I think the blog networks really happen to get caught up in this, because that's very specifically what a lot of them actually did. And I think Google particularly targeted things like Build My Rank and a few of them to make an example of them and say, hey, this is bad. They literally went in manually and de-indexed a whole lot of the network. The entire network went down, so a lot of the value from those different links just sort of dropped off the link graph. Now, that's them targeting those, but I think the real issue there, which is different, those blog networks and the way that they're run, it's very different to the actual problem that they were trying to target, because they went in and manually updated those blog networks. The actual algorithm, though, has a bit that's built into it now in regards to the excessive anchor text. So you need to make sure that you've got a good variety of links coming through to your website. So that's really the main takeaway. You need to follow the basic rules of the original SEO method, which is get a good variety of links from a good variety of sources with a variety of anchor texts to a variety of different areas within your website. That still works. Links are a fantastic sort of measure for Google to determine whether or not a website should be coming up higher in Google. What I would say is for lower quality links that you're building through to your website, if you're not building, you know, the best of the best links, you want to make sure that those links that come through, maybe when you're doing your article marketing and things like that, you particularly focus on brand keywords. So if you've got your actual brand name or even the URL as the anchor text for what you're linking back to, that's what you might do in your article marketing. Then when it comes to the higher quality links, things that might have come about with relationship building, or if you know you're doing guest posts, those types of things, that's when you might start to still use your exact match anchor text, but it's a bit more sparingly. So that way, that helps to still pass along that value when you're getting the very best of links. But for the lower quality links, it's helping to break up that profile. So the question is as to whether or not links like the or the methods that we use in the ADP, look, we're right across all of the changes within Google. We do this day in, day out. We're eating this stuff for breakfast. So we're constantly evolving and modifying our methods and making suggestions through to our clients. So as long as you're following those basic rules and you're also building linking methods through other variety of ways, it just helps to diversify your link profile. It's when Google looks at your profile and goes, hang on, you've only built links with this one particular method. Obviously, that's going to look dodgy. Anyway, there's a few tips. If you want more tips like these or to find out some cutting-edge stuff, check out the latest SEO Method 3 when it comes out. And you can also find out more details over at melbourneseoservices.com.